This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. Are you rejoicing in it today? I sure hope you are. And be glad in it. Happy Sunday, this March the 16th, 2014. My name is Joey Kroll, and welcome to Sunday Worship. So good to have you along. Take your coat off, relax a little bit. Sunday Worship is a program that is focused on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. We try to saturate this program within the Word of God. And I'll tell you what, I'm excited because this week, I think it is on Thursday, starts the first day of spring. Praise the Lord. And all God's people say, amen. Well, today we're continuing our series entitled Scriptures and Songs, taking a look at some of your favorite scriptures and playing some of your favorite songs. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, you taught me to say, not in part, but the whole is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the
that's right. You are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey, and we are continuing our series entitled Scriptures and Songs. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." You know, two men were duck hunting, and one started bragging about what a good shot he was. And a duck flew by, and the bragger fired, and the duck flew on without even a scratch. And after a moment, the bragger said, "My friend, you are witnessing a miracle. There flies a dead duck." I don't know about you, but I'm thinking that really wasn't a miracle. I don't know about that. But what I do know is the Bible says that every human being is dead in their sins until Christ makes them alive with new life. That's the miracle, friend, of the new birth. To be dead one moment and made alive the next. History, scripture, and our own lives testify that God's restorative power is great. He can even create life out of death. Take comfort in his miraculous power today, knowing that he's given you an awesome gift.
I have a maker. He formed my heart. Before even time began, my life was in his hand. He knows my name. He knows my every thought.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Trembles at his voice, trembles at that is void. How great.
Sunday worship right here on Great News Radio. Today we're continuing our series on scriptures and songs. You know, you can tell America is changing when you hear small children ask their parents why so many churches have plus signs on the tops of them. Or when you notice that the cross has become the most popular piece of jewelry worn by everyone from supermodels to rock stars. You know, friend, in the Roman Empire, the cross was a sign of death. Not a fashion statement. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ was crucified on a cross like a common criminal, but for a very uncommon reason. He died so that we wouldn't have to. His death was more than just a good deed worth remembering. It was the event that brought us over from death to life. So the next time you see a cross at the top of a building or around someone's neck, remember what it stands for and say a prayer of thanks. You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. It is so good to be spending some time with you. I pray that your weekend is coming along quite well. My wife and I had a chance to do, I guess, some pre-spring cleaning, if that makes any sense, yesterday. So clean the house a little bit. Nothing too in-depth, but just had a chance to just really do a nice semi-deep clean of the house yesterday, and looking forward to do that here in the coming weeks as well. Well, today we're continuing our series entitled Scriptures and Songs, taking a look at some of your favorite scriptures and playing your favorite songs. 1 John 3:18 says, "My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth." You know, a young seminary student was serving as a chaplain in the emergency room of a large hospital when a woman who was brought in who tried to take her own life. And he did his best to comfort her, and after a few moments in her agitated state, she looked up and asked, "Are you Jesus?" You know, without even thinking about it, that young man had fulfilled his life's purpose. To reveal to the world the compassion of Jesus Christ, the Bible says the world will know Christians by how they love others if their love is like the love of Jesus. Friend, as we go about our Sundays, we go about our weekend and start a brand new week, act in selfless love and be Jesus to someone.
Star, King of all day, reigning on.
you're listening to Sunday Worship right here, of course, on this Sunday, March the 16th, 2014. Of course, the first day of spring starts on Thursday. Looking forward to that. Praise the Lord. And friend, thank you so much just for letting me tag along with you today. And remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.